Good morning to all of you. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. In our call to worship, I want to draw attention to a verse that we're going to be touching on today in our study of a renewed vision of Christ. And I'm very specific on that, and not a renewed vision for Christ, but a renewed vision of Christ. If you have the proper vision of Christ, there'll be no problem about your vision for Christ, because He will set the agenda. But we need to have a renewed vision of Christ. And the Apostle Paul was writing to the church at Philippi, and he said in verse 15 of chapter 3, "Let us therefore, as many as be perfect," and many people get all ruffled up about that, but the word simply means mature, all right, developed. "As many as are mature, be thus minded, and if anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you." So there is the possibility of being other-minded, but that God works in the heart to draw you to a place where you understand the proper mindset. And that, of course, is His precious Word, the Holy Spirit of God working in your heart and life. He brings you an awareness of the right mind that we are to have. And in this particular passage here, He's calling attention to the fact about his future relationship with Jesus Christ from the point that he's writing this letter. And he's sharing with them they need to have the same mind to be concerned about your relationship with Christ. He said, "The Lord took hold of me, and my task, my desire is to take hold of Jesus." Imagine someone coming up and grabbing a hold of your arms and say, "Boy, it's so good to see you." And they bring you like that, and you don't know who they are. You ever been stunned by somebody that knew you and you didn't know who they were? Times had changed them and you didn't know who they were. And then finally, it dawns on you who it is, and you grab a hold of their arm. "Oh, it's so good to see you." After it took a while to process the whole thing. Well, the Lord wants us to take hold of Him. He's already taken hold of us. No man, no person, no devil can pluck you out of the hands of God and Christ. But you know what? We have a responsibility to take hold of Him. We're to grab a hold of Him. And that's what Paul develops in this passage. And he says in verse 15, that thing that you don't often hear, but should be a reminder to us all, may we all be like-minded. Like-minded. In other words, put aside your opinions and take a hold of Christ. Have a vision of Him, not your vision for Him, which may come from your flesh, but rather a vision of Him where He takes hold of you and takes hold of your thinking and your agenda, and He declares to you what He wants you to do. What a different mindset that is. And may God give that to us today as we study His Word here in Philippians chapter 3.